tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by electric. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 28th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start things off with some Tesla news. A Tesla Cybertruck caught fire after hitting a fire hydrant in a bizarre crash. It's one of two known Cybertruck fires to date. According to official statistics, electric vehicles don't catch fire at a higher rate than fossil fuel-powered vehicles. In fact, they catch fire at a much lower rate. However, they do catch fire for different reasons and burn differently, which requires first responders to adapt to the way they handle vehicle fires. There have also been occasions where EV fires were linked to battery defects, like in the Bolt EV situation. Earlier this month, we reported on a tragic fatal Cybertruck accident that resulted in a fire, and now we're learning of another Cybertruck crash that resulted in fire. But this one is quite ironic, since the Cybertruck driver crashed into a fire hydrant. The crash happened yesterday afternoon in Harlingen, Texas. Assistant Fire Chief Ruben Balboa and the Harlingen Police Department said that the Cybertruck driver ran into a fire hydrant between Sam's Club and Bass Pro Shop off of Spur 54 and Bass Pro Drive. In other bad news for Tesla, their main global rival, BYD, has overcome China's intense price war and record sales leading to Q2 profit surge. Despite aggressive discounts on its electric cars in China, BYD's bottom line nearly doubled in the second quarter compared to Q1. BYD has credited the Q2 profit surge to rebounding vehicle sales, which reached a new record. BYD announced that its net income reached about $1.27 billion in the second quarter, up 33% year over year. The EV market leader posted revenue of $24.7 billion in Q2, up 41% from the first quarter, and nearly topping its record $25.3 billion from Q4 of last year. Despite slashing prices and launching more affordable EVs, BYD's bottom line is nearly doubled from the first 3 months of 2023, up 98%. It was the highest net income total behind the $1.4 billion generated in Q3. BYD's Q2 profit surge was largely thanks to its record 986,720 new energy vehicles sold, which includes EVs and hybrids, up 57% from 626,000 sold in Q1. Despite that record profit growth, BYD's gross margin slipped 3% from Q1, 21.88% to 18.69% amid China's intensifying EV price war. Meanwhile, margins for the first half of 24 reached 20%, up from 18% last year. BYD reported first half 24 revenue of $42.2 billion, up 15% year over year. Now, of course, BYD is Tesla's biggest global rival, but here in the U.S., you could make a case that it's Hyundai, and Hyundai has confirmed that its new three-row IONIQ 9 SUV EREVs with 550-mile range are coming to the U.S. EREV there stands for Extended Range EV. Now, this is not a range extender like a giant battery the size of a toolbox in the back of your truck that takes up half your trunk forever and only costs $16,000. This is an actual internal combustion engine that's going to run as a generator to power these vehicles on long trips, sort of like the original concept behind the Chevy Bolt, but with a smaller engine that never connects to the drivetrain. In the era of electrification, Hyundai Motor Company is an unrivaled company that has introduced the entire electric vehicle lineup from mass market brands to luxury and high performance models, the fastest. That's according to Hyundai's CEO, Jang Jae-hoon, at an event. Hyundai revealed that its new mid to long term strategy during its 2024 CEO Investor Day as part of the new Hyundai Way. The company plans to sell 5.5 million vehicles globally by 2030. That target represents about a 30% growth from last year's 4.2 million cars sold. To achieve it, Hyundai will produce an additional 1 million vehicles globally. Quote, based on the strengths of the best-in-class technology and challenges for innovation that we have accumulated over the past, Hyundai will continue to lead the EV market. With plans to sell 2 million EVs by 2030, Hyundai expects electric models to account for over a third of total vehicle sales. North America, Hyundai's biggest market, is expected to receive 690,000 of those vehicles, while 467,000 will be sold in Europe. Now, today's episode, of course, is brought to you by Volvo CE, one of the world's largest construction equipment manufacturers with more than 14,000 employees serving a truly global market with an innovative range of machinery options manufactured, serviced, and supported around the world. Volvo CE is a globally recognized leader in sustainability as well, offering the industry's most comprehensive lineup of fully electric equipment options, from the DD25 roller and ECR18 electric mini excavator, all the way up to the EC230 electric 30-ton excavator and beyond. Volvo's electric lineup perfectly complements its highly efficient diesel offerings, empowering construction crews to meet both the ever-tightening regulations on noise and emissions, the sustainability goals of the clients they serve, and opening new possibilities for indoor and precision demolition and construction jobs that diesel simply cannot do. Check out volvoce.com to learn more about Volvo's equipment offerings in your market, or contact your local equipment dealer for a demonstration. Gotta love the Volvo guys, appreciate their support, and definitely check out that equipment stuff. Even if you're not in the market for heavy equipment, you're not in that construction space, it's just really, really cool. So definitely want to take a look there. Volvo, of course, is known for safety in the automotive space, as well as reliability and dependability, with some of their cars going millions and millions of miles. Now, another company that's not quite known for reliability is VinFast. These electric cars took an absolute beating in the press when they came out last year for being not ready for prime time. And now VinFast is saying that its all-new VF9 lease is a better deal than the Tesla Model Y. That's according to Michelle Lewis. Now, I might take issue with that, but let's just keep it objective and look at the numbers. The 3-row, 7-seat electric SUV is geared up to compete with the competition at 0% APR financing for 24 months. Cars Direct reported that, quote, the first 2024 VinFast VF9 lease deal starts at $529 for 24 months, with $3,224 due at signing. That's based on an MSRP of $73,000, including destination and 10,000 miles per year. The effective cost of this lease comes out to $663 per month, almost 2.5 times that of the smaller VinFast VF8 at $277. Now, finally, we like to close things off with conversations about sustainability, about clean energy. Today is no different. Solar power at U.S. schools surge, growing fourfold over the last decade. Since 2014, solar capacity at K-12 schools in North America has more than quadrupled, according to a new report from clean energy nonprofit Generation 180. The, quote, Brighter Future, a study of solar on K-12 schools report highlights that over 6.2 million students, more than 1 in 9, now attend schools powered by solar. In 2023 alone, more than 800 schools added solar panels, meaning that at least one school went solar every single day during the 22-23 school year. Quote, the benefits of solar energy are now reaching a broad range of schools across the country, including those in under-resourced communities that stand to gain the most from the cost savings and educational opportunities that solar technology provides. We want all schools and communities, regardless of their size, geography, or wealth, to have access to affordable, clean energy. That's from Tish Tablin, the report's lead author and senior director of Generation 180's Electrify Our Schools program. A lot of these schools are funding their solar projects through third-party ownership models, making it easier to bypass the hurdle of upfront costs. The Inflation Reduction Act has also made it more affordable for schools to deploy clean energy by offering tax credits, paid as cash reimbursements for panels, battery storage, and other clean technologies. Some standout findings from the Brighter Future report include K-12 schools across the country now generate 1.8 megawatts of solar power, enough to power over 330,000 households or the entire city of Denver. The top states leading the charge in solar capacity are California, New Jersey, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. States like Minnesota, Maryland, and Pennsylvania are innovating with state-funded grants to help schools adopt solar power. Beyond just cutting energy bills, schools with solar are investing their savings back into students and communities. For example, Wayne County Public Schools in West Virginia, a region historically dependent on coal, plans to install 10,000 solar panels across all its schools by 2025. They're also offering apprenticeship programs to high school students, giving them hands-on experience in installing solar panels on their own campuses. That's all we've got for today, August 28th, 2024. Be sure to check out Volvo CE and like and subscribe this podcast so you don't miss any more.